Shalom. In a few words, I'd like to explain what is Kabbalah. Today we hear a lot of things about Kabbalah. A lot of people are getting into what they call the Kabbalah. Is it becoming a trend? Is it becoming a fashion? But what is exactly the real Kabbalah, the authentic Kabbalah? So Kabbalah comes from the Hebrew verb lekabel, which means something that we receive. What do we receive? Is that we receive this very special knowledge, which is the most profound and the most inner meanings of the Torah and the wisdom of the Jewish religion. What is this knowledge? So this knowledge is to understand mostly how God interacts with the world and all the other worlds, and also how do we interact with Him. How does he direct the world? Like, what are the ways that he influences the creation? And how does this go back in a way to him? So we know that when we read the Torah, we read all the stories about Adam and Eve, about Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov, and Moshe, and coming out of Israel from Egypt, etc. All those are stories that we read, but in reality, inside the stories, and this is the, what we call the penimiut of the Torah, the inside, the interiority of the Torah, explains all the secrets of the creation and of the interactions of God with us and with the world. We learn in the Kabbalah what we are supposed to do, what are the importance of the acts that we do. And if we see, for example, all the mitzvot that we are asked to do in the Torah, whether it's a mitzvah to put the talit, or to put the tefillin, or to fast on Yom Kippur, or to blow the horn in Rosh Hashanah, etc., all those mitzvot, in reality, represent an interaction with the higher forces. Because Hashem, to interact with this world, there is something we can say between us. It is not something that is completely separated from him. But there are forces which in the Kabbalah we call Sefirot. And these forces, which are in the number of 10, have different outcomes, not only directly by themselves, but also with the interactions between them, which produce other outcomes that come to this world here. So the Kabbalah explains all that, and it allows us to put all the pieces together to understand what God wants from us. What does he want? What does he want us to do? What is our role in this world? What do we do? How do we participate in his direction of the world? How do we participate in this plan and in the finality of this plan, which will be his full revelation very soon, we hope, B'zat Hashem. So the Kabbalah teaches all that. And something important is that, I see a lot of people today that want to learn about the Kabbalah. They're like, well, what is it going to do for me? How is it going to make me happy? How is it going to make me fulfilled? And you hear all this thing that some call Kabbalah of success and Kabbalah of to be happy in this, etc. But that's not Kabbalah. This is completely wrong. Kabbalah is not about yourself. It's not about what you receive. Kabbalah is about what you can do, what you can give. In other words, even if it's written Kabbalah, but Kabbalah doesn't mean that you receive something. Kabbalah means that you receive this knowledge of understanding that it's not about you. It's not about you, it's about what you can do. It's about how you can serve Hashem. It's about understanding that when you do prayer, when you do a mitzvah, when you do meditation, whatever you do, is to connect to Him. To connect to Him, not only because of you, because what He's going to give you, but how you can give back something to Him. I mean, this connection is, of course, is going to make you feel good. But that's not the goal of the connection. It's not you. It's not to make you feel good. The goal of this connection is how you get in touch with this higher forces. So the Kabbalah explains all the system, how the Sefirot interact by themselves, how is this what we call the shefa in Hebrew? I mean, how this expansion of his bounty comes. He also explained also his rigor, because there is rigor in this world. How is Hashem, which we can say has no rigor, but manifests rigors in this world? Why is it? What are all these different layers between us and between all the other worlds? You know, how do they make a separation between his complete bounty and what we see in this world? It explains the tikkun, what we have to do here, not only as a whole, as people, but only each one about our own life, why we came here, why we have been reincarnated again, and what we have to do to repair ourselves. We also learn about all the different worlds, whether it's Olam Yetzirah, which is the world of the angels, world of Beriah, which is the world of the souls, about Olam Atzilut, which is the world above that, the world of the emanation. So it explains to us all this system. And this system, which we call, which is the spiritual system that sustains all the world. And this is a great thing, because there is no other science, there is no other knowledge that even come close to that. None other knowledge can explain what is the will of God in this creation. No other knowledge explain how his manifestation are translated into the actions that we see here. And what are all the different intermediaries between us and between him? Nothing else explains, only the Kabbalah. But the Kabbalah is a very, very strong knowledge, and it's a very rare knowledge. And very few people really know about it. Why? Because they make this mistake. And this mistake is to say, well, this is what it's going to do for you. This is what you're going to get. This is how you're going to be happy. It's not that at all. Kabbalah is about serving Hashem. It's about serving Him. But what is extraordinary is when you get to that level that is not for yourself anymore, that is only for God, then you find real happiness. Because real happiness is when we're giving, not just when we're receiving. Receiving is selfish, which is good. You want to feel good, but that should not be the goal. The goal should be how to serve God, how to do His ways, how to do the ways of the Torah, how to help expand His bounty in the world, how to help counter all the klipot, I mean all the negative force that are trying to attack everyone and the whole creation all the time. How do we balance? How do we bring positive to counter this negative? And when we are in this state of giving and of serving, then of course we'll find the real true happiness. And this true happiness is not only for here, it's also for Olam Haba. Because as the Zohar says, we were created to have merit to reach another level. And this other level is what we get in the Olam Haba. Here we are here to work, to accumulate the merits, so finally we'll be able to enjoy what we call the Ziv of Hashem, which is his radiance, his proximity. But for that, it takes a lot of efforts. And this effort comes how? It's by learning. Kabbalah is a system. You have to learn, you have to understand all its intrications, you know, how, what is the system, what are the sefirot, what is what we call the partsufim, what are the emanation, what is, you know, the intricacy of all the what we do, and how does it correspond, and what he does. In other words, we have to come what, inside what we call the penimiyut. Penimiyut means interiority of this utmost spirituality, which is inside the Torah, and inside of everything we do. And when we do that, then Hashem helps us to reach this level. Because as we say in the Amidah, we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Chonen Adat. We don't say in the blessings, in the prayer in the morning, bless you are Hashem, because you give wisdom. We say, bless are you Hashem, because with your bounty, you let somebody have this wisdom. In other words, it all comes from Him. The bounty for ourselves, the bounty to understand, the bounty to elevate ourselves, only comes from Him, not by our own, only by our own merits. So what do we have to do? For him to give it to us, we have to show that we are ready to get higher in a level where we are also here to serve him. We're here to give. We are here to try to bring his knowledge and his kedusha, not only to us, but to us and through us to the whole world. This is what 10 minutes, what Kabbalah teaches us. And I wish that everybody will get at least a taste of what it can do, not only for himself, but mostly how this is the goal, really the goal of the creation, to bring all this knowledge and this sanctity in the world, to bring the Mashiach. Amen.